When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Green Bay traveling to Chicago to take on the Bears. The Bears are getting 4.5 points in this game. Normally, I would say, hey, it's the
Bears
Packers.
Are getting 4.5 points in this game. Oh, sorry. My bad. I'm dumb. We both had dumb moments here, Stats.
Yours is far worse than mine. Normally, I would say, like, Packers, don't worry about it. But when they're facing a mobile quarterback, RJ, sometimes I feel like mobile quarterbacks are equalizers because they can do things off script and outside of the structure of the offense that you just can't always account for a defense. And this is a Packers defense that has no Za'Darius Smith, no Jair Alexander. They're not exactly a great pass rushing team anyway. I give the Bears a puncher's chance in this game.
I think that's fair. I also, I know a moment ago I kind of threw some love at the Bengals, but if I'm being like totally honest, I mean, I don't know if I really believe in the Bengals. And that's an important point here because A, they are a CB team, just like the Bears, you know, Packers playing back-to-back CB, Cincinnati Bengals, Chicago Bears. We already talked about the Cleveland Browns, but the Packers really played down to that Bengals team, I thought. And Joe Burrow is exceptional, certainly much better than Justin Fields is at the moment. Sizably better. But I think that the Packers, I think we're starting to see that. What you and I have been saying, and nobody else, we knew that the Packers were a little bit fraudulent here. And this is a nice stretch for them, if we're being totally honest with ourselves. I mean, after this, they get Washington. I mean, think about it. these four games in a row after that game winner against San Francisco, Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati, now in Chicago, then Washington. And so everybody's like, oh, watch out. This team's going to challenge for the NFC title. I would not be stunned if Chicago found a way to win because of Justin Fields. I agree that that's an equalizer. But I think the unequalizer, so to speak, is Matt Nagy. I mean, because he almost I don't know if I've ever seen a coach who's so depressed about the fact that his his quarterback is succeeding. I mean, it feels broken and awkward and wonky. I don't like it. He reminds me of, have you ever seen the movie The Cooler with William H. Macy?
No.
He plays he's this morose person who works at a casino, and something about him is just really negative in terms of energy. And so if somebody at the you're playing craps, Stats, and you're hot, you're picking up, you're winning and making all sorts of cash, he just goes and sits and starts playing, and the bad luck befalls you. That's who he's, the Cooler, and that's who Matt Nagy is. And so as hot as Justin Fields might be able to be, we haven't necessarily seen that, but Matt Nagy will be the guy to cool it off.
Can I just say, as a side note, and I don't know if I should admit this as a 36-year-old man, I have no idea how craps works. I don't know how it works.
Me neither. That was a bad example. We'll just say blackjack. You know what I mean? But I have no idea how it works either. I'm totally with you.
How do you have to roll a 7, but then you don't have to roll a 7? I don't know how you bet on it.
Why is
it
the stick curved? And it's super weird, and I don't like it. We'll stick to blackjack, hold'em. You know what I mean? More simplistic games like that.
Yeah, I don't get it at all. If you know how it works, please, I'm at Stats on Fire on Twitter. He is at RJ Ochoa, or you can drop the comment in the review that you're going to leave for us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen. Here's another thing for the Packers, RJ, and maybe this is so what? You can't stop it anyway, but 56% of the Packers' offensive yards have come from Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. Mm. That's all they have. And the Bears do not have a bad defense. And maybe they're just so good that it doesn't matter. Aaron Rodgers is certainly capable of making just those FU throws where it doesn't matter if your cornerback is right there, he fits it in. But doesn't that have to catch up with Green Bay eventually?
Well, I think we're seeing it catch up with Kansas City in a different sense, right? Teams have learned, take away Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean? And you can have success. And so I know it's not that simplistic, but take away Devontae Adams. You know what I mean? And it will be a much easier day for you. And so I agree with you, fundamentally, and that's why I can't wait to watch them play Arizona. But this is the Bears, dude. I mean, Aaron Rodgers owns them. I mean, Aaron Rodgers owns the Cowboys, but he like owns the Bears, you know? I mean, so far be it for me to believe that this is the game where the Packers kryptonite really starts to show up. I think it's lurking, but I mean, this is the Bears. And I think Justin Fields raises that floor, but some forces are too impossible to overcome, and the Chicago Bears are one of them. I'm going to get this wrong because I read it earlier this morning, so apologies for not having the total fact. But Aaron Rodgers was asked this week, I guess, to name all of the, I think it was 16 quarterbacks that he has played against in Chicago over his career as a Green Bay Packer, and I think he named four. So I mean, like, it's, I mean, and think of it, like, the only ones I can name are Kyle Orton, Jay Cutler. It gets a little bit tough after that.
Jason Campbell.
So the list, like, in order chronologically, very quickly: Kyle Orton, Rex Grossman, Jay Cutler, who's the longest tenured, Todd Collins, Caleb Haney, who got into that NFC Championship game back in 2010. So shout out to him. Josh McCown, we forgot. Jason Campbell, you're the only one who would have got that stats. Jimmy Clausen, Matt Barkley, Brian Hoyer, Mitchell Trubisky, Mike Glennon, Chase Daniel, Nick Foles, and Andy Dalton are the quarterbacks that the Bears have had since 2008.
My God. The only reason I remember Jason Campbell is because he started against Colin Kaepernick in Kaepernick's first start on Monday Night Football.
In San Francisco at Candlestick. I remember that now.
Yeah, and he got absolutely destroyed by that defense. Yeah, the Bears can't get a quarterback this just in. And I think I'm actually going to take the Bears with the points in this one.
Dumb.
I'll take the 4.5, even though I think that the Packers will win this game. But I think it's not going to be easy. Green Bay has scored fewer and fewer points as the season has gone along, RJ. 35. 30, 27, 25. They're due for like a 20-point game.
That's
maybe
enough.
The Bears can keep it close enough to win with the points.
I'll take the Packers.
Why?
Because of the entire discussion that we just had.
Yeah, but why male models?
What?
You serious? I just told you that a moment ago.
You don't know that line?
No.
Why male models from Zoolander?
I've actually never seen that movie.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah. I started it once. And then like something happened. I had to leave or I don't remember what. And it was like on TV. So it wasn't like I have the DVD or anything. So if it's on a streaming service, I'll think about it. But yeah, not happening.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.